we're all sitting here with our cups of tea ready to talk about a gospel Christmas, which is coming up Saturday night. That would be tomorrow night at Battle Creek's W.K. Kellogg Auditorium. You know the voice of the music director and maestra of the Battle Creek Symphony, Anne Harrigan. Welcome again.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Kara. Good morning, everybody.
And new to our studio, and I'm really excited to share his experience and conversation with Freddie Washington Jr., who is a gospel soloist who has been all around the country, possibly around the world, and is joining the Battle Creek Symphony Orchestra on Saturday. It's great to have you here, Freddie.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be with you guys today.
You just flew in from New Jersey?
Yes.
Was that yesterday?
Yes, ma'am. By way of Nashville, by way of Chattanooga. It was a little bit of a busy week.
See, it's hard, very hard to pin you down.
Yeah.
So we'll hear your voice on tomorrow night's concert.
Yes, ma'am. And
are you bringing also some coordinated arrangements and ways to interact with a symphony orchestra?
Yeah. So we're just so grateful that Anne invited me, and we're doing some of my original music actually, as well as some other numbers that I'm sure everyone will recognize and really, really love. So I can't wait to jump in with everybody. It's going to be so much fun.
What does this collaboration look like? How long ago did you contact Freddie Washington Jr.?
a year ago.
Yeah.
we've actually been talking about it for about 3 years, specifically A.J. Jones. I have to go shout out to A.J., and I know that Penny is listening because she always is. And we did a retreat, and he facilitated a retreat, and he's a fixture in Battle Creek, and he was the one who said, you know, we really need to do a gospel Christmas concert. And I started looking into the funding, and I was looking at the idea, and then I went to the Symphony with Soul at the Grand Rapids Symphony and was blown away. They started that 18 years ago, but even before that, I started looking, and AJ said, you need to hire the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
The Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
And I looked at that, and I could imagine the cost of busing in 100 people or flying in. I was like, well, that's not going to happen. But there's this guy standing in front of the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir who is amazing. And I was listening to this singer. I said, maybe we could have one person, you know, who's the soloist from the Brooklyn. And I look at the name. It's like, Freddie Washington. I know that name. And I confess, I don't know a lot of gospel singers, but I know that name because in Battle Creek, there's the Freddie Washington workshops that happen every year, every summer, and they come in and they have camps and they teach kids to sing gospel music. So I immediately called the organizer of the workshop, who happens to be Carolyn Ballard, a legend in the Battle Creek community who organizes the workshops. And I said, do you know Freddie Washington Jr.? I said, do I know him? He's my nephew. I said, great. Can we get him to here? So that's how it started. And
that's a legitimate connection.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but here's where it gets complicated. As you know, I have these ideas. Let's put on a show. Well, there's a little problem. When you do something, you have to have parts for the orchestra to play.
Yeah. Sure.
And while the Brooklyn Tabernacle had their own music, it was only licensed to them, which is often the case. And so when I went to see the Symphony with Soul, Duane Shields Davis is, you know, Duane, again, a legend in opera choruses, in jazz, in gospel, everything. He was the instigator and the organizer with David Lockington. 18 years ago, he started, and it was sold out. It was a huge budget production, and there was all these arrangements by Duane. And I knew Duane from my work with the Grand Rapids Opera years ago, assisting. So I just called him up. I said, Duane, I don't know what I'm doing. Help me. I said, will you help me? Will you walk me through this? And will you write arrangements? And so he wrote arrangements of Freddie's music, of music for the Sojourner Truth Choir. And then we did a whole year of just scouting the internet and looking for anything that said, you know, gospel with orchestra. And we found arrangements.
That's great. So that's what's happening tomorrow.
That's what's happening tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
So crazy.
The gospel music world.
Yeah.
Big or small? Do you actually, the longer you're in it, the more you get to feel personal connections to people who live far away and are working in different communities.
Yeah. One thing that's so special, I think, just even about, so gospel music, I mean, it's a genre, but it's built around the gospel. It's built around a message, you know, the message of Jesus Christ. And one of the beautiful things that you see is it's just people taking that message and interpreting the music a lot of different ways. And so I get to spend time with people who approach it from a whole lot of different angles, and they just bring their own experience to it. And it becomes so personal and so special. And as I've traveled, I've met people that, you know, have become like family to me who I would have never known. But it's just because of, you know, our connection to, of course, the music, but primarily the message, you know, of hope and joy and peace that's found in the gospel.
What about the professionals, the performers? Do you yeah. come across them again and again?
Yes, absolutely. Which is also great, you know, because you develop these long lasting professional relationships with people who, you know, you work with, and you share your skills and your abilities, and it just becomes so much fun. I mean, it's a joy to be able to do what you truly love to do. And I think that when you do that with people who share that same passion, it's so enriching to your life. So I've been able to enjoy that. It's been awesome.
One of the things I noticed in the videos I had a chance to watch is the camera takes time to look at the audience as they're receiving the music.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you see that expression of... It's the opposite of closed off. It's the opposite of fearful. They just seem so very open and joyful.
Yeah. I mean, you know, hope does that to you. You know, we don't all know what we face from day to day. You know, all of us, we're in our own lives. We're in communities, but, you know, we have our own personal things that we deal with from day to day. And when we're all in those moments where we're all together and we're all singing something that just kind of penetrates the heart and cuts past all the noise of life, there's something that special that happens in that moment. And I think that's what you see on people's faces, that they're just embracing something that is bigger than themselves. And, you know, it's something that changes lives. And, you know, I think that that's been a joy of mine, to be able to sing and to see, you know, not just enjoyment, you know, on people's faces, but something bigger than even that.
That's where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Freddie Washington Jr. is a soloist for tomorrow night's concert, along with a lot of extra voices in the mix as well. And you've invited, is it the Sojourner Truth Choir or the Battle Creek Community Chorus?
The Sojourner Truth Choir, and it's actually called the Sojourner Truth Gospel Choir.
Yeah.
The Battle Creek Girls Chorus will be performing with us also. We have four vocal soloists in addition to Freddie. We have Mark Jackson from Grand Rapids. We have Carolyn Ballard, who I mentioned, and Altamise Ballard, who is a Western graduate, who this is a little bit of a departure for her because she has, her career is in musical theater.
Yeah.
She is Motormouth Maybelle.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
In Hairspray. And in fact, she's going to be performing with us next year. The secret is out. She's going to be performing in Guys and Dolls at the role of Nicely Nicely Johnson.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, sit down. You're rocking the boat.
Yeah. Absolutely. So in addition, we have a fantastic rhythm section led by the legendary Deborah Perry, very well known in the Grand Rapids area. She plays, I think, all the instruments and is a fantastic pianist. And she's brought in a bass guitarist and a drummer. And I'm going to not remember their names, so I'm going to apologize. And so so we've got this core of great musicians along with the Battle Creek Symphony. And so I think we're going to have a fantastic time. And we're going to start off, we're going to open with, it's almost required, I would say, is Lift Every Voice and Sing. The program will open with that. We're going to have everybody getting on their feet and singing right away. Yeah. And then we're actually going to take a little bit of a departure from gospel and go into jazz. Yeah.
And to give that the orchestra its time to shine.
Yeah, yes.
For sure.
Because it is a battle. And by the way, friends, this is tomorrow at 7:30 at WK Kellogg Auditorium. So a little bit of swing to get started.
A little bit of swing to get started. We're going to do Duke Ellington's Nutcracker Suite. And if you have never heard it, you have got to come just for that.
For sure.
He took Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite and put his complete own spin on it. We're going to listen, I think, to the overture. Is that right?
It's queued up, yeah.
It's queued up. Excellent. And by the way, information can be found at our website, battlecreeksymphony.org, or 269-963-1911. And today, Brianna's there to talk to you because Patrick is off.
Well, that's just the opening of Duke Ellington's spectacular arrangement of the Nutcracker Suite. So I'm with Freddie Washington Jr., who's a vocal soloist for tomorrow night's concert, A Gospel Christmas, with the Battle Creek Symphony Orchestra. Ann Harrigan is the music director and will be maestra of this performance. And what are the string players doing during this?
Oh, this is an arrangement by Jeff Tysick for orchestra. So they're playing. But it was funny, we were talking about at the end. It's interesting because this has been transcribed for classical orchestra. And when I started looking at it, I was working with Deborah, who also has been a godsend, and talking about things. I was like, it calls for jazz bass, but I'm looking at the part and I'm thinking, this is a quote-unquote jazz-based part that has been written for a classical musician. So, yeah. And the drum set part, similarly, because everything's laid out. You know, there's very clear you have to play things. So it's interesting, but it's a great rendition, and we are going to try to be as true to the original as you can without having a band that's played together and plays so brilliantly, as we were saying, 4 years. And getting the style and the groove, I think, will get things started. That's one thing that's been interesting for me and challenging. Because, you know, you're coming into a genre that you don't know, and there's so many different variations.
Sure.
And there's nothing documented that says, how do you play a gospel style? And
it's mostly inherited through the ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of the things that's happened is I've gotten these arrangements from wherever I can get them. And Tammy Altamis, Motormouth.
Yes.
No, she's so Tammy is so organized, and she's been rehearsing, got together. She says, no, this doesn't sound right. I says, we're going to sing. So they're adapting, I think, everything pretty much to fit with the authentic style, and taking, you know, somebody made an attempt to write it down, but it's not music that, like Irish music, can truly be written down because there are so many subtleties with that.
That's true.
And there's, I think Freddie can speak better. There's gospel. Well, I mean, there's Southern gospel, which is completely different.
Sure, yes.
But there's all sorts of different styles of gospel.
Maybe yeah, that's true. Kind of so you've got,
that.
I mean, it's so feel-based. Let's start
time.
Off by saying that.
You
yeah,
start
it's
from
just
the
so feel-based. I mean, you know, again, it's all based on this message. So people are just bringing their own life experience to it. And you hear that in the music. I mean, you'll go to any number of churches and hear different variations. But there is this common theme that we just need to feel this, mm-hmm. you know. So it's that you kind of can't write in there. Like you can say, you know, play this with feel, but what does that mean to everyone, you know? So it's something that you have to just play and connect with. And it was easy for people kind of coming up who just came up the ranks in the older gospel to do that because it was so connected to life experience. You've got the spirituals, you know, that Negro spirituals came out of a time when people really didn't have much to hold on to. You know, all they really had was this hope in, you know, this gospel that, you know, they received. And so they're like, okay, well, we're writing songs that help us just get through life. And you can't sing that kind of stuff without feel because it's just too connected to what you're going through daily, you know. Then later on, you know, maybe like 1800s or so, you had this term gospel coined, which was kind of a departure from even the hymn-style music that you hear, like, you know, Martin Luther, Mighty Fortress is Our God, things like that, because yeah. It's a little more complicated. There's just a little more detail about it. Gospel was designed for accessibility, you know. You got more people that can participate in it, you know, in a time. And when you get a bunch of people together and we're all singing the same thing, there's a feeling that happens in the room. You know, we become like a big musical family and just, you know, go.
That accessibility is its great strength.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not until you get everybody in the room and start to do it that I think you know exactly how it's supposed to feel. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you can intelligently see, okay, let's swing this note or swing that note. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be different when everyone's together. Yeah. It's just going to feel different. And you won't know it's right until you know it's right.
Is there a commonality of accessing your emotion as you sing this across this world?
I mean, I would say that just because I think that, again, I keep going back to the message, but I think that's the central access point for everyone is that, you know, you're going to sing in how you feel it. You know, you're going to play it how you feel it. And a lot of that is tied to, you know, just how you feel about, you know, the truth of that message is to you. So you want to give it everything you got, you know. I mean, when I play, I try to give it everything I have because, you know, it means that much to communicate it that way.
You know? I'm kind of curious if you've ever been in a situation where an experienced group was trying to get that feel, and you had to add a little advice or kick it to a new level.
Sure.
And what that kind of direction was.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you grow up doing it, it kind of gets in your bones. You know, it's like anything that you just do from when you're little. I mean, so in our church growing up, I started on drums. And that's what everybody kind of did. All the musicians kind of did that. You go after service, you go and you bang on the drums and, you know, that's, you just get, you know, that feeling, you know, and you try to kind of capture what you saw everyone else doing, you know. And you, after years and years and years of that, it just gets in your bones and you can come to it at an older age and just kind of know how it's supposed to feel. So how do you share all that life experience with someone who has spent their time in a totally different genre? And that's, as you know, those genres are in their bones as much as what you've grown up doing is in yours. So how do you do that? I think it's all different every time, you know, and you find new ways to communicate with people. And I think that it's the beauty of this kind of music and this kind of cross collaboration as well. I think that's the beauty of it because you get to kind of park down on people's life experience in a way that you wouldn't be able to in a lot of other things. You know, I think it's special.
You can hear Freddie Washington Jr. in concert tomorrow with the Battle Creek Symphony Orchestra at 7:30 in W.K. Kellogg Auditorium. It's called A Gospel Christmas, and tickets are available now. They're available at the door. The website is battlecreeksymphony.org.
Yep, that's true. We were talking about, you know, making the changes. One of the examples, which is really interesting, is Children Go Where I Send Thee, which is a spiritual.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate that I had somebody loan me an arrangement that I've performed a number of times with Doug LeBrecq, actually.
Oh.
You know, and
just saw him again.
Yes. And very fast, very virtuosic, actually. It goes so fast.
Yeah.
And Tammy and Carolyn took a look at it and went, no. That's not how we're going to sing
right.
it.
Right, yeah,
that doesn't,
that's not,
you know,
how they feel
it's
it.
It's too zippy. Yeah. It's too zippy for me. So I don't know if you can sing, so I can't sing. So I don't know if you can kind of sing the way that you guys rehearsed it yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, it was kind of like... It was kind of, you know, had a little move to it. And so when we did it last night, you know, we just kind of sat it a little bit in the groove, you know. Children, go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? You know, it just had a little bit more swing to it, you know, a little more vibe to it, you know. And I think that it helps it to land, have a little more weight to it, you know.
Oh, I heard it and I was like, oh, yeah. This is it,
But it's almost like, you know, how would I explain that? You know, how do you explain that kind of thing? You just... have to do it together, and then you feel how different it is.
Well,
you know,
what I noticed is that Carolyn and Tammy were clapping all these complicated and so it was very rhythm based, and like I said, the swinging to it. And it's interesting, I think it's part of being a family, is they articulate exactly together.
Sure,
like they're singing He Never Failed Me Yet, and they clip the without even thinking about it, they know the articulations. You know, and so I think it's this oral tradition. Now, I don't know if that's the same if you went to a different church.
It would be largely the same. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you see some variants, you know, because, you know, everyone's going to do it their own way.
Yeah,
you know?
But traditions build up.
But in general, like, if you took, like, just, you know, 50,000 feet in the air snapshot of it, it would look the same. Yeah. You know, it just moves kind of the same way, and... yeah, I mean, that's a great way to put it. It's an oral tradition, you know, that is kind of just shared language, you know, between a lot of different people.
But one of the things, it'll be interesting because, you know, Kara and I, we play Irish music together. It's been a long journey for me. It is still a long journey for me going from classical music to Irish. And what I found, excuse me, Sam, is that I didn't hear. I was listening and I didn't hear, and it took a long time. And there was one time, and I started taking lessons. I had somebody help me open my ears, and I went back to this group I'm playing, and the violin player sounded as if he was fiddle player, sounded as if he was playing completely different. He wasn't.
Yeah.
But I could hear it. So sometimes it does take time.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see with the orchestra to see if they can adapt. Yeah. So since I've lost my voice despite this lovely tea, I do this. I get all excited and I lose my voice. So there's some of the traditional, like old style, I'd say, gospel. There's this one tune that I really like called He Never Failed Me Yet.
Yes, absolutely.
And I thought we might, you know, just, and then we'll contrast with more contemporary things like your compositions.
Let's give it a listen and remind our friends out there that the tickets are available at battlecreeksymphony.org or 269-963-1911.
You got it.
You're listening to WMUK this morning, and we're previewing A Gospel Christmas, which is the Battle Creek Symphony Orchestra's celebration tomorrow at 7:30. Freddie Washington Jr. is one of the stars of the show, along with a host of other singers, some well-known in our area, Carolyn Ballard and Altamise Ballard Cooper, Battle Creek Boy Choir and Girls Chorus, the Sojourner Truth Gospel Choir, and of course, the wonderful Battle Creek Symphony. Ann Harrigan is the director. And you alluded earlier, Freddie, to bringing some of your own original songs.
Yeah.
You have time to write your own songs?
Yeah, I do. Thankfully, yes. I mean, I feel like ever since I knew two chords, I was trying to put them together and to try to write something. So in some ways, I probably feel a bit more like a songwriter than a musician some days, because I feel like I've been doing that longer. But yeah, I've got some songs that I brought. You know, and when she asked me if I had some original material I could send, and I was really happy to do that, because I'd love to hear it all together and everyone just kind of doing it together. So yeah, I brought a couple of songs. So we talked about traditional, you know, music a little earlier, but these songs that I've brought are a little bit more contemporary, yeah. You know, so it's kind of like a little more today.
Well, yeah, I mean, the tradition has to move forward.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, I mean, there's been so many influences, I think, in gospel. I think gospel music has influenced so many genres, but I think it's also been influenced by a lot of genres as well. And I know, at least my own musical journey, I've been influenced by a lot of, you know, other styles of music and not just gospel. So I sometimes try to, you know, put those influences in. I think it's fun to, you know, to kind of mix and match, and I think new things come of that. So yeah, I brought some songs that have a lot of different non-gospel elements in them, and then some of the traditional things as well.
Which one would you like us to hear?
So there's a song called Pleasing that's probably, it might be one of my favorite songs that I've had the privilege of doing. And it's just, it's a very simple song. It's, you know, a bit orchestral. And yeah, I mean, no one would probably listen to it and think, oh, that's a gospel song. You know, it's more of a ballad. But I think it's going to be really beautiful with everyone together.
And just really quickly, I should say, you know, this is a Christmas concert, and we've talked a lot about gospel. We're also doing Joy to the World, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Mary, Did You Know, the Danny Gokey version, which is gorgeous, and Go Tell It on the Mountain, Jesus, there's just a ton of Christmas songs. I encourage anybody, if you've never been to a gospel concert and you think, that's just not my thing, you don't know because you haven't gone. It's going to be so high energy. I'm telling you, the auditorium is going to be jumping up and down. Yeah. When I went to the Symphony with Soul, I had never been to that concert. Yeah. I loved everything on stage, but I also loved the community of being together and experiencing that music live. And so this is a great opportunity to bring kids if you want, bring your family, bring your friends, and just celebrate fantastic music in a season that can be stressful.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the truth. So I invite everybody from Kalamazoo County and Calhoun County and beyond to come and celebrate great music with us on Saturday.
It's going to be fun.
Well, we'll be joining current goings-on in Washington, D.C. in just a few minutes, but I wanted to thank you, Freddie and Anne, for just giving us a wonderful preview of this concert, and also, as always, a little understanding of where you're coming from as artists, musicians, and what you hope to share.
Thank you, Kara.
Concert tomorrow.
Thank you.
So thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Let's listen to Pleasing.
Yeah.
I'm in love with you. You're my best friend. You are the light that shows me the way.